Okay, Rabbi, we're going to be learning a lot about the direction of tefillah today. We'll be learning about position a person is in during Shmoneh Esah. We'll be learning, quite a lot of important halachas which are relevant on a day-to-day basis, obviously. Simen Tzadi Dalet, Tzorech Lechaven, Keneged Eretz Yisrael. Person needs to have the Lechaven, needs to have the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who is riding or sitting on a boat. When somebody gets to daven, if a person gets up to daven, if he was in Chutz La'aretz, was outside Eretz Yisrael. He should turn his face connected Eretz Yisrael. He should turn his face towards Eretz Yisrael. He should also face as much as possible Yerushalayim, Ule Mikdash and the Beis Hamikdash, the site of the Beis Hamikdash, Ule Veis Kodesh HaKodashim and the actual place of the Kodesh HaKodashim within the Beis Hamikdash. We'll get to that. We'll get to that very point. We'll get to that shortly, Mr. Shem. Absolutely correct. Hoyoi Meit Be'Eretz Yisrael. If you are standing to daven in Eretz Yisrael. Yachazi Aponov, he should turn his face, connected Yerushalayim, he should face Yerushalayim. So, in other words, if, for instance, you are davening in Tzfas, which is the north of Eretz Yisrael, he should be facing down south. If you're in the Negev, you should be, or in Elat, assuming that it is Eretz Yisrael or whatever. So, you face the north. So you've literally faced, from where we are, you face towards Yerushalayim. V'chavin gam lemikdash leveis kodesh kodoshim. Hoyoi mei Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim, yachzi aponov lemikdash. If you're in Yerushalayim, depends where you are in Yerushalayim, you should be yachzi aponov lemikdash, you face the place of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chavin gam ke leveis kodesh kodoshim, you should try to face as much as possible the kodesh HaKodoshim's place. If you're standing the back of the kapoires, you should be facing the place of the kapoires, which, by the way, it's very relevant if you're by the coastal. If you're mamish by the coastal, so you're in Yerushalayim, of course, and you are in just opposite the Beis HaMikdash, but you're not really. If anybody knows a little bit about the map of the Beis HaMikdash, you are actually not mamish facing the Kodesh HaKodashim if you're facing straight. And you'll see that many times the Chachamim, when they're outside by the coastal, they won't daven straight towards the coastal. They'll be facing left. A little bit left. Because you're trying to face, this is not really the wall. The coastal is not a wall of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the wall of the Har HaBayis. It was the outer wall. And it's actually, if you go into the tunnel area, then you're getting closer to the opposite, the Kodesh HaKodashim. And the further in you go, the closer you get to the opposite, basically. Although it's interesting to say this, actually there's still a bit of a remaining machlokes. It's not according to all opinions. We're not 100% sure about what exactly the coastal is. There is still some opinions about it. So, but that's the majority of opinions hold. That's pretty much, you'd have to face actually towards the left if you want to face the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is interesting to know. But going back to the Shulchan Aruch, there is over here a fascinating Mishneh Berurah, which I'd like to explore a little bit. Why is it that we have to face Yerushalayim? Shulchan Aruch is a quotation of a Mishneh, Brachas, really. But we're so familiar with it. But let's try to understand, why is it taka? Why is it? It's basics. Ask any four-year-old child, he'll tell you you're facing Yerushalayim. But why? Why? Why do we have to face Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Kodesh HaKodashim? Why? Why? Interesting, no? We're so used to it. Right, that's interesting. The Vilna Gaon says a nusach like that. That's right. That is so therefore it's a source. You're saying that it's the mekayer of the brachas. The Vilna Gaon calls it Shara Shemaim. It's the gate to Shemaim. So I hear. So he says. So therefore, what? Since it's a source, so therefore, why do you have to face it?
It's so much higher power.
Shechina, going that direction.
It's the most heilige part of
Well, you might as well direct it directly, don't you?
Hashem's everywhere, so how do you wait in this
in the default position? Okay, Hashem is called Hamokim. Like we find in many places, Hashem is called Hamokim because he's encompassing every place. Yeah. Okay. So it's very interesting. I mean, it's very very interesting. Actually, it's very interesting. It's hard to actually to if you think about it, it's hard to think of a very very good reason. There is over here a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. It's the bottom. It's the bottom of the page. It's actually learned from Psukim in the Nevi'im in Sefer Melachim. Sif Cotton Base says, it's the second from the line from the bottom. This is the Pasuk in Melachim, and then Vispalu Lecho the Shadavan Derech Artsom, through their ways, through that country. So that's the Pasuk that we learn it from. But the understanding, the Svara behind it, is in Mishnah Sif Cotton Gimel. Vichavin, Roitzeloima. Yechavin Liboy, you should have intention in your heart. Afal Pi, Shevshol Lachse Ponov Nekdom. The meaning is, you should have thought in your mind, and in your thought process, as if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, which is standing in Yerushalayim, in the place of Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the place of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this Mishnah Berurah, if you look at it very carefully, you'll see there's a very deep Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, I'm just repeating the last line over here, the last few words. Shiyachshev b'liboy, you should think in your mind, v'rayoynoy, kilu oymit b'mikdosh, as if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdosh, Hashem b'Yerushalayim, b'shit Yerushalayim, b'mokim kodesh HaKadoshim. It seems very, very much from the words of the Mishnah Berurah that the reason why we have to face Yerushalayim, we have to face Beis HaMikdash is because when you dive into that direction, you have to think, you have to imagine you'd be standing there. It's for you to be, imagine you'd be standing in such a heilige place. And that will support your tefillah. So it's not about the tefillah facing that direction like a motorway, you know, and it's not that. It's for you to think, to imagine, to play, put yourself in your mind as if you're actually there. And that elevates you, and that brings you on a higher level, and thereby you're going to be davening. Your tefillah is going to be more niskabel. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Yeah,
it's simply to direct your mind. It's
correct.
Nothing physically about
davening. It could very well be. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Shiyachshav lebir v'ayoyne ki'ilu oimet b'mikdosh. That's what it sounds like. And if you look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Zayin, it says it even. It says it again. Panov lekapo shenem avispalu el amokim hazel. It's again a quotation from the pasuk in Novi, and then he says the following: V'yiras atzma kilu oymet lifnei kapoyes. You'll be seeing yourself as if you're in front of the kapoyes. So it sounds like very much. I could be wrong, but it sounds like that a person who's standing there, he should imagine as if he's standing there. That's really what it's about. So when you face Yerushalayim, and in your mind you are in Tesco's, or you are still at work, or you're still I don't know what, putting the kids to bed, then you really it defeats purpose to a large extent, because it's meant to be putting you in your mind in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Isn't that interesting? I think that's what Mishnah Berurah means. I think so. I think that's what Mishnah Berurah means. When I say this, I say this every year in I teach in a seminary, in a girls' seminary. When I say this, I bring this because, I bring also the Shlomo Zalman used to say something really interesting. Shlomo Zalman said one vault. He said in a different area altogether. He actually said in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Shlomo Zalman said the following, and I want to just put it in this context. Shlomo Zalman asked, why is it he said a vault in the name of his father? He didn't quote his father that much, but one vault he said in the name of his father, Chaim Yudaleib Oyerbach, Shlomo Zalman's father, and he said, why is it? Now, it's really interesting. The whole Yom Kippur, we say, by Shema, what do we say after the Pasuk Shema? Baruch Shem. On Yom Kippur, we say it loud. On Yom Kippur, we say it loud. Why? Because we're at the Yom Melachim. Right? Yom Melachim. So we can say Baruch Shem loud. Now, what's really interesting, says Reb Chaim, the Motzi Yom Kippur, what happens? Straight after Yom Kippur, Tkiyas Shofar, we daven Ma'ariv. How do we say Shema? We say Shema, and then what happens with the Baruch Shem? We say it quietly. Says, Abshem Zalman in the name of his father, isn't that strange? So bizarre. We've fasted even more now. We've just finished Yom Kippur. We're still fasting. We're still doing Mitu Melachim, surely. Because we've fasted even longer. We have just passed Yom Kippur, Tshuva, Kapora. We're even on a higher Madrega now. So why now suddenly it comes to Baruch Hu, not Yom Kippur, we say Baruch Hashem quietly. Why are we not doing Mitu Melachim anymore? That's Abshem Zalman's question of his father. Is it good kasha? They're getting fried Melachim. Yeah, that's not Rav Shem Zalman answered, but it's a good one. Rav Shem Zalman answered in the name of his father the following. Where is a person thinking on Matzah Yom Kippur? What is he thinking about? That's right, he's thinking about food. So all, if your food is already, if your mind, you're thinking about food already, you're not a malach anymore, that's it. Tol Yom Kippur, you're trying to elevate yourself, you're working on your tefillah, you're working on your tshuva, you're working yourself up. So find your domain to Melachim. Wherever your heart is, wherever your mind is, that's where a person is. On Matzah Yom Kippur, when you're thinking about your soup already, you're thinking about your food already, you're exactly there. That's where you are. You're not a domain to Malach anymore. So this is very much similar to this over here. The idea that the halacha, to be meant to face Yerushalayim, is in order to put us there. Because if you're thinking about it, that's where your tefillah is going to be. That's, I want to share that with you. Okay, see, based in Shulchan Aruch. Im ispala leruach misharuchois. If you are davening from any other direction, yitzadit ponov litzad Eretz Yisrael. So if you're in the north, south, east, west, wherever you may be, you should be facing Eretz Yisrael. Imo bechutz la'aretz. In chutz la'aretz, just face Yerushalayim. If you're in Japan, you're going to be facing, help my geography please, and you're going to be facing west. If you are in the western hemisphere, is that what it's called? Yeah, so you're going to be facing, always you're going to be facing Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Eretz Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and Yerushalayim HaKodesh, you face Yerushalayim wherever you're in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mikdosh in Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim, you face the Mikdosh. Now comes a fascinating Rimor. Fascinating Rimor. Vanu and Arth, Shmachzirim Ponin Le Mizroch, to ask that we face Mizroch. Mipnei Shon Yoshu V'Marov Shel Eretz Yisrael, we live in the west of Eretz Yisrael, and it turns out that we face Eretz Yisrael by davening towards Mizrach. Hey, Noisim. Yeah. I'm going to finish off the Ramah, although it's a slightly different point, but it's still important to see now. Hey, Noisim, Okim, Oren, Vitzad, Fidu, Neged, Zrichas, Hashemesh, Mamash. We don't mamash face. We don't put the Oren mamash in the east. Vitzad, Fidu, Neged, Zrichas, we don't put it towards the Zrichas Hashemesh Mamash, we don't put the Oren exactly, we don't face the daven, we don't face the shul, we don't face exactly where the sun rises. Why is that? Kizeu Daich Haminim, that's the way of the Goyim of the Apikosim, because they will be davening facing the sun. They'll be facing the sun, literally. So we don't face the sun. If the sun comes up in the morning, we make sure not to face absolutely the sun. But we direct a little bit different. Our direction is to be slightly altered, because we can't face exactly where the sun rises in the morning. Okay, we'll stop over here now. Okay, so we're learning that really we need to face Yerushalayim. So now, who is strong in geography over here? You have got the world. How is your geography? Yeah. Okay. So apparently, if you look at the world, where do we need to face?
From England,
from the UK.
Southeast.
Southeast, very much southeast. I think even from Middle Europe, it's not straightforward east. Right? Think of if you take a string on a world, if you have a ball, you have the world, and you take from England, or even from Europe, and you want to go that, you go to Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be east. It's going to be pretty much southeast or, pardon? Very much so, right? So the truth is that Mizrach, to daven towards Mizrach, is not very, very accurate. And the truth is, if you really want to daven the right direction, it's not necessarily straightforward to east. You need to face Yerushalayim. Does anybody have on, I'm sure the, right, if you, this, I don't know what direction this is. Right, we probably, yeah. Now, I don't know if this is exactly east. I'm not sure if this is exactly east. But the halacha really is that you don't necessarily face east. You face Yerushalayim. Now,
where did it come from?
It is straightforward east.
Yeah, east is.
Right. East is a little bit, right. Okay, well, that's brilliant. Okay, very good. So if east, okay, good. So if you want, so this actually, it's not bad. It's a little bit southeast. A little bit. So and that's really the halacha, that we don't just face Mizrach. So if you hang up in your house, you hang up. Where does that come from? This Mizrach, Mizrach. Right. So it's a very, right, of course. In how do you daven in South Africa? You didn't daven Mizrach. You daven north.
Yeah.
Well, it's a machlokes between two. Okay, that's okay. Good.
The Rama says Mizrach. From Poland, it was a lot more east than it was south.
Right.
So it was generally east, I guess. It was just, you know.
Yeah, is that so? Is that pretty much east from?
It's a little bit south, but it's more east than south.
Right.
Poland's Eretz Yisrael is more to the Eretz Yisrael, more east than it would be south, I think.
Poland is completely east. Southeast.
You still need to go pretty much.
There's three different degrees, so you can say southeast east.
Yeah.
Right.
But more east than south. That's the point.
Israel will be south southeast.
Okay. From.
Israel will be south east east, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So that's probably the answer. That's probably the answer. That why generally we call Mizrach Mizrach. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the truth is that that the Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton. Ches and Tes. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Nifkot Ches, Meruach Mesharuches." Kegoin, Shroitz Lehachkim or Lehasher. Amu Chazal, Horoitz Lehachkim Yadrim, VLehasher Yatzpin. There's a famous Mama Chazal. Somebody who wishes to get Chochma, somebody who wishes to increase his Chochma, Horoitz Lehachkim Yadrim. He should face in his davening a little bit Doroim. He should face a little bit. A little bit south when he davens. And somebody prefers to have cash, somebody wants to be wealthy, Yatzpin, he should face a little bit north. So you have to not necessarily face Mizrach, you have to go a little bit, you have to face a little bit, if you have to choose. You can't do both, unless you want to do Shachris, like before work, you do more, you know, more the Ashiris. Mincha time, you know, you go mechachma. I'm not sure, but you have to. If you're riding and you can't, we're going to be seeing this halacha in a different sieve. If you can't actually get down and face the correct direction, then Mishnah Berurah says that if a person can't actually face physically with his legs, he can't actually physically face the direction, you can actually turn your face a little bit into the correct direction, and that's fine as well. So if you can't actually face your body entirely into that direction, putting your facing literally with your face into that correct direction, that's also fine. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkotn Tes says the following: "Vanur shemachzirim levishetzorich leispal etzad mizrach." We need to daven towards east. Nagulik baya heichal shebesefetoy besoich bekoist mizrachi. That's where the minute comes from. To have the heichal, the oron with the sfore with the sefetoyre to have in the east is because that's the direction where we're davening. V'imeshalik baya b'mizrach ikba bedorim. If you can't put the oron hakodesh with the sefetoyre in the mizrach wall, you can put it in the south wall. It doesn't really matter. But don't put it in the east, in the west wall. Because that's going to be facing the back of the people. That's no good. Even if you put the heichol on a kodesh in any other wall, so this is an important point. That if, ideally, the sefer Torah should be in Mizrach. It should be. The heichol should be in the Mizrach. If, for whatever reason, technical reason, or architectural reason, whatever it may be, you cannot put the in the Mizrach wall, you can still put in a different wall. You can put it in different walls. What you can't do, you can't put them in the back. You can't put the Sefer Torah in the back, because then that would mean that the back of the Mispalalim will be facing the Sefer Torah, and that's unacceptable. But otherwise, different language, that's fine. Now, what happens if there are, for whatever the reason may be, the oron is on the side, on the right or on the left? Where should you daven? Yishmoneh Esrei? Should you face Mizrach or should you face the oron HaKodesh?
Face
Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're still going to face Mizrach. You're going to be facing Yerushalayim, you're not going to be facing the Ohr HaKodesh. To do Mizrach as opposed to...
If the Sefer Torah is not really a Mizrach, and it's a different wall, or Mizrach is there, and the Minhag is to...
I'm trying to think of a shul which the...
the shul used to face that way.
Oh, I see, because we need...
I want to bring example specifically.
Yeah.
No, we used to do them that way.
Really? That's really interesting. Well,
in the early days, we would face that way.
Literally that way.
And then Moshe did some extensions and then face
it. Really?
In the early days, yeah, that way.
Wow, that's really interesting. Is that more accurate to absolutely this way?
Well, that's east and that's towards Ezra.
So, what's more facing Yerushalayim?
Yerushalayim is.
So, what's better, this or that?
Well, this is east, Mamish, and that's south, isn't it?
So
it's really, diagonal would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Mowbray Road, Midway Station.
Keep going, and you'll get there. Yeah. Okay, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. I hear that. The Mishnah Berurah does say in Tzivkot Yud Aleph that I'm skipping quite a few lines, and I'm saying V'chol Medina Lefit Tachnuso Yamidu Abayis Akness Lefit Darkom. He said that one should indeed try to face Yerushalayim very, very literally as much as possible. Indeed, sometimes it's not possible to build it that way. Sometimes you can't build a shul necessarily facing Yerushalayim. So you still try your best. Yeah, that's interesting. No, he doesn't discuss it. But let's just finish that. Let's like finish off this the last line. Somebody wants to fulfill the Mama Chazal. Somebody wants to become rich should face Tzofoin. Someone who wishes to become a Chochom. Yadrim should face Doroim. Mikonokim, nevertheless, Yitzadet Ponov leMizrach. Your face should still go towards Mizrach. You should tilt yourself to some extent. A little bit, you should tilt yourself a little bit to Tzofen if you want Ashiras, or Doroim if you want Chochmah, but you should still, as a general root should be Mizrach. He says, the Mishnah Berurah said in Zivkot Yud Aleph, an interesting point. The Kosa of Prim Godim, the last two lines of the Zivkot Yud Aleph. The Prim Godim said, the Mekoyim Shoyis in HaKoyis L'mamash Keneged Mizrach, the places where the wall is literally towards Mizrach, such as here, Toiv Laso is Mokim Arav L'Tzfoin Oren HaKodesh, the place of the Rav should be in the Tzofoin, should be in the north of the Oren HaKodesh. Kedei Sheyucha Lehadrim V'yachkim. In order that it should be able to tilt to the Doroim, to the south, V'yachkim, and do as the Mama Chazal, Rotzel Hachkim Yadrim, to be Doroim Yevshel Lehadrim, V'kanal, to be Komish Oysin Kalavosh, Rolo Yoshev Rav Lemin Oren. Yeah, that's what he says. Very interesting. But he does mention his Machloikas Achonim about this as well. Yeah. But it's generally the meaning is that the Rav is on the right hand side of the Oren. Yeah, is that generally the rule? I mean, yeah, the Rav is on the right. Yeah, no, it's
so it's to his right.
No, but I'm talking about he should be. Yeah. He does bring this in Machlokes about this, but that's the way he's. Yeah. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about the halacha of to mechaven to Eretz Yisrael. We learned the underlying reason for that seems to be from the Mishnah Berurah, that it's in order that you should that you should see yourself as if you're in front of the holy place, in the Kodesh Kodoshim. We learned that you should always be facing Yerushalayim wherever you may be. If you're in the north, you face south. If you're in the south, you face north, etc. We learned the same will apply if in Yerushalayim. Same will apply there. And we learned that the additional halacha is well that there is the orange should be lechatchila placed towards the correct direction. And if the orange is not placed in the right direction, nevertheless one should be facing for Shmoneh Esrei Mizrach. And there's more to be covered about this in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. On Wednesday, in Mitzvah Shem, there won't be Shir.